for his habits were quiet and his nature unemotional. Yet it was upon this easy-going young aristocrat that death came, in most strange and unexpected form, between the hours of 10 and 11:30 on the night of March the 30th, 1894. Ronald Adair was fond of cards, playing continually but never for such stakes as would hurt him. He was a member of the Baldwin, the Cavendish and the Bagatelle card clubs. It was shown that, after dinner on the day of his death, he had played a rubber of whist at the latter club. He had also played there in the afternoon. The evidence of those who had played with him, Mr. Murray, Sir John Hardy and Colonel Moran, showed that the game was whist, and that there was a fairly equal fall of the cards. Adair might have lost £5, but not more. His fortune was a considerable one, and such a loss could not in any way affect him. He played nearly every day at one club or the other, but he was a cautious player and usually rose a winner. It came out in the evidence that, in partnership with Colonel Moran, he had actually won as much as £420 in a sitting, some weeks before, from Godfrey Milner and Lord Balmoral. So much for his recent history, as it came out at the inquest. On the evening of the crime, he returned from the club exactly at 10,